Thank you, everyone. My name is Xuezheng Liu. I come from Microsoft Research Asia. And the title of the paper is With Checker, Combating Bugs in Distributed System. So we are addressing a fundamental problem for every distributed system builder, that how to get things right. Many times we encounter a difficult situation that although the system seems well designed and it works correctly in many cases, there are still very rare cases where the system doesn't work properly. The subtle bugs escape from your careful system design and only manifest when you deploy the system in a real network environment. So how do we find and deal with them? So this is what we are doing. First, I'd like to give a brief introduction of the whole paper. We know that the distributed systems are quite different with the centralized ones. They have the properties that are themselves distributed, like the routing, the overlay topology, the consistency among replicas, and so on. And it's hard to inspect them in a distributed environment. On the other hand, they are running using asynchronous message passing, and they suffer from unpredictable failures, which means that you have all the non-determinism. And so it's hard to do cyclic debugging, because every time you re-execute the system, you encounter a different scenario. So our idea to deal with this bug is quite straightforward. We build a tool named the With Checker. It enables replay-based predicate checking, meaning that we use deterministic replay, to eliminate all the non-determinism, and we build a predicate checker that takes the invariant script from the developer and checks the distributed system property automatically and find the violation. We did experiments to verify the effective of our tool, and the result is quite promising. Within 3 weeks, we tested 4 intensively tested systems, and we found this system includes the consensus protocol, the overlay routing protocol, a distributed storage system, and a locking service. And we found totally 12 bugs within all of them, including one specification bug of a published paper for Paxos consensus protocol. So here's the introduction. And regarding to the name WIS, it is a recursive acronym stand for WIS Implement Distributed System, because it's not only a debugging tool, but also a framework that you can build and test distributed system. So before going into the detail, I'd like to show an example of a real bug case in one distributed system that we developed by ourselves. This system has 2 kinds of nodes. The indexing node stores the location of the replicas for object. It maps the object ID to the replica location. And the bottom nodes are the replica nodes that store the data. And we have a load balancing protocol that migrates one copy from a machine to another and then update the index accordingly. There's another separate protocol, which is garbage collection. It will periodically remove the extra copy, which are caused by the over-prepare when you meet with some transient failure. But these 2 separate protocols could intervene with each other, and occasionally the garbage collection protocol could delete the newly migrated copies, and the result is that you lose data. So this bug is hard to detect, because if you take a look at the individual protocol, they are correct. And it is their interference that caused the bug. And also, it's very sensitive to message order, meaning that it takes a long time to manifest in a real, even in a real environment, and it's hard to investigate. So in general, it's challenging to debug a distributed system, because you are never sure that you can eliminate all the bugs in your simulation. And when your system scale is large, when you encounter all the details of a real environment, the bug happens. And they are even hard to be noticed, because the violation of the properties are them by themselves distributed. And also, trace investigation will not always find the bug. And also, the non-deterministic and the complex root cause by the corner case, by the interference, and also the assumption. So our methodology is that we want to do replay, so that every time you hit the bug at once, you can repetitively investigate the problem, because we think that the running the buggy case is invaluable for debugging purpose. And also the reason that we are using a library-based deterministic replay is that we think existing work on kernel-based or virtual machine-based replay is harder to be adopted than a library-based approach. So based on replay, the people has already get all the information for the execution. The next problem is how to find the problem from the overwhelming of the information. So we devised a predicate checker that user specified the properties, just like the number of replicas, the overlay topology, and so on, and it will check the distributed state, actually check the replay execution of the entire system. The benefit is that even if the system is complicated, the property itself are usually simple and stable, and we use the predicate check to query the execution. And besides, we think that a uniform ecosystem for both testing and debugging is important. You need to make sure that it can be run in a real environment so that you can meet all the complexity, but also you want to add more controls to inject failures. So here's the whole architecture. We have a middle layer named Wiz so that we can build C++ applications. And based on it, without changing the application code, we can either do simulation driven by a tester driver, or we can deploy it in a real environment and turn on the logs for all the non-deterministic events so that the execution of the entire system can be reproduced. Either from simulated runs or the reproduced runs, the entire system is replayed in a simulated process. And we expose the application state to a database and use a predicate checker to check it and output the violations and also the message flow. So from either output, we can do time travel debugging to investigate the suspicious place and find the problem. So here is the whole architecture. The reason that we use our own middle layer is because we want to add more controls to developer. Traditionally, the distributed system are built on top of directly on the operating system using the API. But the problem is that the API only give you their functionality. They do not give you additional control for testing and debugging purpose. So we change them with our middle layer, and it provides different program models so that it's easy to build system. And also, it intercepts the OS API calls like create file, like access a socket, and so on, so that we can change the functionality to do simulation, to do replay, and so on. And under the middle layer, we have an event queue that every atomic event is queued, and we can add additional control, like failure injection, message reorder, and so on, and in order to do more tests. And beneath the with middle layer, we have different runtime. We can do simulation, parallel simulation, and deployment and replay, so that without changing the application code, many different debugging scenarios is enabled. And in the world, that we use our own middle layer to separate the application with the operating system in order to add more controls. So based on this, the deterministic replay is simple. We just record all this non-determinism, like the incoming messages, like the file reads, and orders, and thread scheduling, and so on, and also some low-level operating system functions, the return value of this. And during the replay, we feed the values from the logs so that make everything happen as before. In that case, if this execution in a real environment, as long as it hits the bug once, we can investigate repetitively. And also the checkpoint, it can record a memory snapshot and a truncate log to prevent an infinitely increasing log size. For predicate checking, actually replay a single instance isn't useful. We need to replay all the instances with their happens before relationship to be maintained. So a Lamport clock is used to total order the event, and all these events across the replayed instance are replayed sequentially. A traditional approach for multiple instance replay, they use process per instance approach, which means that you start a separate process for each replayed instance. And to make sure of the event order, you have a centralized scheduler using IPC call to schedule the replayed events. But the problem is that this is not optimal. This is not efficient because the IPC call is very expensive, and the redundant memory usage caused by the same binary code, they consume lots of memories and prevent the good scalability. So our idea is that we make the replay more scalable by using a simulate process. We only start one process as a container for all the replayed instance, and the data of the replayed instance are mapped using a file mapping to the virtual address. By this means, switching from one replayed instance to another is implemented as a remapping the data. So it is an inner process function call, which is much more efficient than IPC call. And we also avoid redundant memory usage. By this means, the replay has good scalable and become faster. So based on the consistent replay, the second thing is that we want to enable predicate checking. There are two fundamental problems that we need to answer. The first one is that when do we check this state? And the other thing is that how do we check across this replayed instance? To answer the first question, let us first look at how the traditional debugger works. People specify your monitor symbols, and the memory address is locked. So every write to the memory address is trapped and bricked. This is a watch point solution. But the problem is that using this approach, it is not always necessary, and it has false alarm due to the transient state inside local transactions. So let's look at this example. It is an event handler of a replica node. It takes the incoming message and update the local version and the and the replica data accordingly. The problem is that these two updates are local transitions. They should be executed in an atomic way, and they should be updated simultaneously. But if we add a software or hardware watch point here, it will break after the first update. And if we check the predicate here, we get a violation, which is a false alarm. So ideally, we only want to check based on the application semantic. For example, the event handler, we only want to check after handling each individual message. So the idea here is that we exploit the application semantic, because uses its own APIs, so it understands what are the boundaries across event, and we only check the predicates at the event boundaries after every message handlers, after the time handlers. And also for multi-threaded programming, we understand the particular thread-related APIs, so we can identify the atomic execution segment. So we only check when this execution is finished. And the reason is that for distributed protocol, the I/O automata is prevalent, and the event handlers are the state transitions. So it's very appropriate for the predicate checking. And this approach can be also combined with the debugger watch points. So for the second question, how do we check the states? We prefer to check the state copies than the checking them inside the replay instance. By this means, we can decouple the checker and the replay and to run the predicate checking separately. This is especially useful when you are updating your predicate, because not only the system has bugs, maybe the predicate has the problem, so you need to have to recursively debug the predicate and check again. And we also, it is possible to enable check multiple versions of the state, which is also useful for the distributed system. And we need to add the reflection to understand the memory structure in C++ program so that the layout, memory layout is understood. We use compiler support or user-provided functions in order to track every memory allocation and deallocation and the pointers and the layout of the objects in the memory. So this is an example for the checking script for checking the ring consistency of the call. It's quite simple, actually. The first part declares the table that the observed state from the original code, and the second one says a predicate that for all node x, if x predecessor is y, y successor must be x. This is a predicate is evaluated after each message handler is each every event is processed during the replay. And we find that it's very useful to output auxiliary information, especially for checking Leibniz property. So from the previous talk, actually, this the meaning for the safety property and the Leibniz property has been already established. The Leibniz property is only satisfied when the system is, usually the system is stabilized. So for the developer, we find that if we also output a measurement of the stabilization calculated from the observed state, it is useful. So this code measures the stabilization based on the last time when the system meets a churn. And based on this output, people can prioritize their inspection of the violation to find out the bug. And also, for a tool, if it is useful, we need a visualization. This is an event sequence. This is message flow, and we can replay at each event. So, after we develop this tool, we evaluate based on these four well-studied system, and this table lists the line of code of the original implementation, the bug we found, and the checking script. You can see that this our approach is quite straightforward. Even if the system itself is complicated, the checking code is very simple. And we found a bug of the specification of the Paxos protocol published in the theoretical computer science. It has some optimization. And this optimization interacts with each other, leads a weird, is a subtle case that caused a bug. We checked the Boxwood published in OSDI 2004 and find the deadlock and the lab lock. We find the protocol race and the delayed repair in the bitwarp storage system that have been implemented by ourselves for 2 years. And also overlay protocol implemented in the Mastodon. We port Mastodon on our Wiz so that we can check every Mastodon-based application for free. And we find this bug regarding to the incorrect routing and overlay topology. And all these bugs have been confirmed by the authors or developers. And as an example, we checked the Paxos consensus protocol and strictly forward the specification. It has two predicates. The first one is the chosen value will not be never changed. It should be guaranteed for every consensus protocol. The second one is the accepted number have an increasing version. We tested in the simulation, and we detect an implementation bug by ourselves immediately. After that, we find the violation of the second predicate, which will eventually cause the incorrect output. And so based on our evaluation, we learned that this replay-based predicate checking is particularly suitable for the bugs related to distributed data structure and algorithm, because it can check almost all kinds of distributed structure, like the consistency, like indexing, like data, like overlay structure, and the log consistency. And it doesn't take a long time to find out the root cause after the violation is detected. For safety property, which are satisfied, should be satisfied all the time, we only need to trace back for a few events, and then we can get the understand the problem. For liveness, actually, it is harder than safety property because they are satisfied only eventually. But we have the auxiliary information about the stabilization. This is helpful. The downside of our tool for the practical usage is the porting effort. It requires the system to be tested are built on Wiz. So actually, we need some porting work, and the work depends on how the lexical is like. If the application itself has a well-defined middle layer, like the Mastodon did, only porting the middle layer could get all the application for free. But otherwise, we even need a line-by-line transition. And regarding to other debugging techniques, the PIP used the check only the trees against the expectation, and we find that in many cases the trees itself are correct, but the inner state are incorrect. So we need our approach to check them. Another way to check the system is online monitoring, like the monitor work built on P2. There are two main differences, and P2 is a higher level language, but Wiz use low level APIs, so that it is possible to port a legacy system to Wiz and check it, but it's harder to do that in P2. And also, online checking is more expensive than offline checking for a complex predicate. For model checkers, there could be interesting combination, because we find that model checker is more complete, but the random testing that Wiz use is more scalable, and can meet more weird case in real environment. So there could be interesting combination. And the Freddy work based on the library-based runtime in the following talk, actually, this is the most similar work with us. We are using very similar methodology, but different approaches. The difference is that Wiz also provides some failure injection, and it understands high-level functionality so that we can exploit the event boundaries and facilitate predicate checking. So as a conclusion, we learned that the replay-based predicate checking is effective for find structure bugs. And the uniform testing and debugging framework is also helpful for the developer. This following link actually is very complicated, but you can Google it. You can just Google it. This is our source code release for the Wiz a source code, and we'd like to listen to your feedback. And also, I'd like to answer questions.
So I wonder if you could say a few more words about the porting process of the API that you expose. How different is that API from the standard system call API? It seems like you end up being able to support all these applications. And if you find that programming that API adds overheads to the running system, or is it something that I can leave in place for any of my applications and not be paying for?
Yes, actually, regardless of the API we are using, we want to add more functionality. For example, if we want to simulate multiple instances in a single machine, there could be a conflict of the file, the path, or so on. So we like to intercept the file APIs and change the path to the virtual path. This will things like that. And the overhead, because mostly we just redirect it to the native function calls, so this part is similar. Okay, thank you.